Thank you, darling. I'll be sure to take good, good care of him. And whilst I am a little surprised that you sought out my particular services for your son, of all people, I can completely understand that Mother knows best. So, I'll be very careful to ensure that you do get your money's worth. I am an expert in dealing with little boys, after all. Yes, yes, I know he's 18, of course. But all young men are little boys to me, darling. Now, run along or you'll miss your taxi. I'll take care of your special boy, I promise. Now have fun. Bye-bye. Right then, let's get down to it, shall we? It's a pleasure to meet you properly, sweetie. My name is Miss Appleby, babysitter extraordinaire, and specializer in dealing with rambunctious young boys such as yourself. Now, it's very important that we get acquainted promptly, as we do have a whole week to spend together, don't we? I must say, your parents did seem rather in a rush to get away for their little impromptu vacation. But I can understand. After all, it sounds like you've been a very naughty little boy, haven't you? I hear you did quite a number on the house. I believe your mother used the phrase trashed in relation to a little party, perhaps. I thought as much. Well, there will be no parties with me, mister. Do you understand? I only take care of good boys, and that's what you're going to be with me. A good, good little boy. You can pout all you like, sweetie. And I'm sure that you must be finding this a little humiliating, being given a babysitter at such an age. But it's for the best. It's of the utmost importance that you learn your place, sweetie. And who better to teach you your place than me? A professional mummy-dom, with more than a decade of experience in mummy fetish and kink play scenarios. Oh gosh, sweetie, all the colour just drained from your face. Sweetie, you are familiar with my primary services, are you not? You're shaking your head. Aww. But I know this game. This isn't my first rodeo, sweetheart. You don't need to play coy with me. I'm sure your mother told you all about me. She must have done. There is no way a mother wouldn't thoroughly read the description for a babysitter before she hires one, especially when hiring for a duration as long as a week. I can assure you, my occupation is quite clear. Right beneath all my 5-star reviews, it says very clearly, roleplay kinkster for gentle humiliation and mummy-dom pampering. I mean, yes, yes, the header does simply say babysitter extraordinaire, but that's my stage name, darling. What else would it say? Now, come along, sweetie. I was given clear instructions not to tolerate any form of antics from you, and this little prank has gone on long enough, don't you think? And besides, don't you want to be a good little boy for mummy? Let's get to know each other, shall we? Oh, what's the matter? Where's all that rebellion and fighting spirit gone all of a sudden? Melted away, has it, sweetie? Aw, such a cute thing. And you just can't stop staring into my cleavage. How predictable. Naughty, naughty boy. Now then, sweetie, I'm going to go out on a limb and assume that you're a virgin, darling. I see. Your squirming and discomfort tells me everything I need to know. Virgin boys are so obvious. You can spot them from a mile away. But don't worry, darling. I have plenty of expertise with boys like you. Oh, gosh, now there's that defiance I was expecting. Just look at you, clenching your fists and muttering under your breath. And goodness darling, weren't you ever taught that it's rude to point? Right, I just know how to handle bratty little boys that have forgotten themselves in front of their betters. So here, I am going to sit on the couch right here and you're going to lay across my lap. Will you stop? Hush, hush. Don't struggle, darling. Just try to settle down as your new mummy pulls down your shorts for you. Oh, what a soft, pert, spankable little bottom. Now, darling, stop squirming. Mummy knows what's best. And I am going to administer an appropriate number of firm spanks. And you're going to be a good, good boy and take them. Okay? Here we go then, sweetie. Oh, there. And another. Mm-hmm. And a few more. Oh, good boy. Mummy's starting to leave some handprints across your bottom, isn't she? One more, darling. Here we go. Oh, there. There, sweet boy. There's no need to sob. I've got you. Your punishment's over for now, little one. Good boy. That's my good boy. Hush. Turn around now, sweetie. Roll over. That's it. You can bury your face between my soft, huge breasts. That's it. Oh, sweetie, hush. I know. This must be a little confusing and intense, but it's for the best. I know where my services are most needed, little prince. And you do need them, I can tell. You need to be mothered. Mothered and milked. And speaking of milk, darling, I think I know just how to calm you down. Happy to help you accustom to your mummy dom. Here, little darling, let's just unbutton my blouse, shall we? My soft, white, frilly little blouse. Oh, that's it. And what if I pop open my lacy pink bra? There we go. Do you like what you see, sweetie? Mummy's big, fat, milky breasts. Full to the brim of the richest, tastiest, sweetest, most soothing mummy cream. And look, darling, if I squeeze my breasts right here around the nipples, Oh, you see? Look at all that milk, spurting and pouring out from my large, sensitive nipples, flowing down the curve of my bosom. Oh, goodness me, and dripping a little onto your face. Poor boy. Well, it's time for you to suckle, sweetheart. Don't be shy now, darling. Wrap those pretty lips around one of my big, stiff nipples and suck. Suck for mummy, baby. And drink your milk like a good little boy. Oh. Ah. There we go. Good boy. Suckle for mummy. Oh. Gosh. Good boy. Suckling so eagerly. Oh, you didn't need much encouragement, did you, darling? I've found that this approach works best with boys like you. A nice, firm spanking to show you who's in charge. And then a warm, satisfying suckle of mummy's boobs to soothe that shame. Good boy. There's my good boy. That's it. Allow mummy to envelop you in her soft, pastel pink aura, breathing my scent, darling boy. My perfume. My taste. Cuddle in close to my huge, soft breasts as you suckle, suckle, suckle. Drink your milk, sweetie. And if you do a good job, then maybe mummy will milk you. Oh gosh, my. What's this, darling? A twitching, throbbing little bulge in the front of your gym shorts. My. Well, that simply won't do, will it, darling? We can't have you making a mess now, can we? Oh, does my new, sweet little baby and his sweet, stiff little peenie maybe need one of Mummy's famous milkings right now? Oh, you do, don't you? Goodness me. All right, darling, it's okay. You just be good and let Mummy ease down your shorts. And let's get that little thing out in the open, shall we? Oh, hush. It's okay. I've got you. Mummy's got you, darling. Oh, my. He is a needy little thing, isn't he, darling? Oh, how positively precious. Does that feel nice? My finger lightly tracing and teasing you. Rubbing all the way up to the tip. Rubbing around the head. Making it all slimy and slick. And then tickling it back down to your throbbing little balls. Aww. Boys are so helpless, darling. I'm going to start masturbating you now, sweetie. I'm going to wrap my pretty fingers around your widdle peenie with my pinky stuck out to the side, and I'm going to pump. Good boy. Mummy's got you, darling. Milking this sweet little willy, nice and steadily. That's it. Pump. Now then, darling, while I have your attention, let's have a little chat, shall we? A little chat about what being babysat by me will really entail. I still think it's a little odd for a mother to book such services for her own son, but then again, who am I to judge? Now, sweetie, I know that this is all rather overwhelming. It's designed to be. But you just do your best to listen as you suckle and as I pump your little willy. That's a good boy. So what you're experiencing right now, darling, you've likely never experienced before. You are only 18, of course, but this is called a nursing handjob, baby. It's perfect for soothing and calming stiff little boys. It's also referred to as a milking handjob, for obvious reasons. And aren't they fun? Softly squeezing and wanking your little willy as you whimper into my cleavage. Drinking my milk like a good, good boy. And there's plenty more where that came from, darling. We will be having daily breastfeeding sessions, you and I. Multiple times a day, in fact. I really do produce an awfully large amount of milk. And for this week, it's all yours, darling. All for you to suckle and slurp and swallow until your tum-tum is nice and full and your balls are thoroughly emptied. And there's really no need to be embarrassed. It will take some time getting used to, of course, and a little bashfulness is to be expected. But I've done this plenty of times before, and I really am the best of the best. So just submit to Mummy, sweetheart. Submit and suckle. There's a good boy. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, sweetheart. My mummydom services are deep and extensive. We're going to have lots and lots and lots of roleplay together. Would you like that? Undressing with me, undressing with Mummy, until you're nice and naked, squirming, perhaps, as I stand before you in my prettiest, softest lingerie. Black, or white, or pink, or blue. A soft, delicate bra to hold my huge, heavy breasts. And some soft, intricate thigh highs to cover my long, smooth legs. And a garter belt, naturally, to help tie it all together. And my panties, my little prince. My soft, perfect panties. Snuggled so warmly between my bum cheeks. We are going to have plenty of naughty playtime with Mummy's panties, sweetheart. I'm going to press them gently against your nose as you flush and masturbate for Mummy in my bed. I'm going to milk you into them before breakfast, and each morning as you cry out for me, you'll hold tight to me as you empty yourself in that sensual silken lace. And I'm going to tease you. I'm going to tease you and tickle you, tutting and gently waggling my finger throughout the day when you try to touch me, biting my lip as you grow more and more desperate for Mummy. As your balls fill nice and full with churning, gloopy cum. And then, darling, when I think you're about to explode, I'll tie up my hair and gingerly bend over the bed or the sofa, arching my back and presenting you my bottom, glancing coyly over my shoulder. And then I'll invite you to hump. And you will, darling. You'll clumsily grab my hips and moan for Mummy as you press your little stiffy between my cheeks and into my panties. Snug and soft and safe. And then you'll hump and you'll grind and you'll buck and you'll whimper as I coo polite encouragement to you. And very quickly, darling, you'll shiver in orgasm, squirting and spurting a gooey, creamy little mess all over Mummy's bottom, squished between my cheeks and splattered all over my back. And then, as you catch your breath, I'll draw you into a cuddle and we'll go take a nice, long bubble bath together. Just you and I. Mummy and her sweet, darling little boy. Cuddled up together in that warm, soapy, bubbly water. humming to you as I wash your hair, and your chest, and your shoulders, working up a nice soapy lather, and carefully cleaning your cock and your sweet little balls. Won't that be fun, sweetheart? Fun little playtimes with Mummy. Now, back to your little willy, darling. Good boy. Buck up into Mummy's hand if you need to. Let the pleasure wash over you, darling. Keep drinking Mummy's milk. I want you to swallow down every last drop. You're throbbing between my fingers, little prince. Does this all sound very exciting to you? Do you think we're going to have lots and lots of fun together? Yeah, you do, don't you? Being babysat doesn't sound that bad now, does it, sweetie? No. It doesn't. Good boy. I've got you. Mummy's got you. Pumpies for my little perfect prince. Pump, pump, pump. Oh, good boys need their mummies, don't they? They need their mummy's soft, expert hands and her warm, snuggly breasts. Full and overflowing with milk. Good boy. Oh, there's my good boy. My good, sweet little baby. I'm going to go faster now, sweetheart. And I want you to come for me. Can you do that? Can you do that for Mummy? Can you shiver and squirt and blow your little boy cream cummies all over Mummy's hand? And her big, soft breasts? Splatter them with boy gloop, sweetie. I want you to unload all that cum over Mummy. There's no need to hold back, sweetheart. Just be a good boy, darling. And make your mess. It's time to squirt, little boy. Let it all out for me. Make cummies for Mummy, baby. Make cum-cums for Mummy. Make cummies for Mummy, baby. There we go. Good boy. Oh, good boy. Such a good boy. Squirt your cream. Squirt your cream. Suckle and squirt. And make your little cummy wummies for Mummy. Oh, you're such a good little boy. That's it. That's it. Good boy, darling. Good boy. There we go. Hush, hush. I've got you. I've got you, sweet baby. Good boy. You're a good little boy, aren't you? And I'm so, so proud of you. What a big, sticky load of cum you made for me. Oh my gosh, darling. Let's go and get you all cleaned up, shall we? Or In fact, we could go take one of those baths I mentioned together. Yes. I think that would be a smart idea. So come along, sweetie. Finish your milky mouthful. Swallow. Unlatch. Oh, good boy. Then take Mummy's hand and let's go up to the bathroom together. Of course, darling. You'll have to show me where it is, though. And then we can go ahead setting up my bedroom, can't we? And maybe, if you're a very, very good little boy, I'll let you sleep in Mummy's bed. Wouldn't that be fun? How precious. Come along then, baby. There's a good boy.